This is Deborah Carr speaking for the California Junior Chambers of Commerce and asking you to put a safety kit in your car. Read the instruction book, know how to use the flares and the flag to warn oncoming traffic. The JC safety kit is good life insurance. Be sure to get yours.
From Radio Central Service at 30, for a late story, we go to Washington.
The White House has just announced a major anti-recession move. The President has directed Postmaster General Summerfield to present to Congress a $2 billion program to modernize the obsolete physical plan of the Post Office Department over the next 3 to 5 years. The program will involve rehabilitating, enlarging, or replacing 2,500 government-owned post office buildings, replacing or remodeling 12,000 leased buildings, and providing modern mail equipment for all postal facilities. Under the new program, the funds from private investors for construction of the new post offices to be occupied under lease would approximate $1.5 billion. The other half billion would come from the new 5-cent stamp. Ray Scherer, NBC News at the White House.
NBC Radio brings you services 30 every hour on the half hour, plus news every hour on the hour.
One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 31, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Here is an important message. It's sound medical advice on Asian flu. Only your doctor can determine whether you have influenza, but there are certain symptoms to warn you. Among them, fever, headache, sniffles, and that general achy, grippy feeling. No medicine can cure influenza, but here's what to do. Call your doctor. Stay in bed until he gets there. In the meantime, to help relieve symptoms promptly and feel more comfortable, start taking Anacin tablets. You see, Anacin is far more effective than aspirin to reduce fever. Let me repeat. Anacin reduces fever faster and more effectively than aspirin. Anacin also gives better total results in pain relief than aspirin or aspirin with buffering added. This is because Anacin not only relieves pain, but also helps relieve tension, depression, and leaves the patient comfortably relaxed. So when flu strikes, first call your doctor. Start taking Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, to relieve symptoms promptly. Anacin tablet.
You think to take pills from people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
Today, Pinky sends a telegram from Seattle. Lieutenant Hank Murray arrives at his mother's house, 13 doors from the family home in secret San Francisco, and goes into the great front hall.
Hello? Anybody here? Mom? Hey, Mom.
Here I am, Hank, in the den.
Oh, hi there. You got a cold?
Come in where you don't hear that awful echo.
Gosh, this room is cozy.
Isn't it, though? The house is a dime big and so chilly, I spend all my time in here.
You feeling all right?
I'm fine. Been interviewing housekeepers. I take them to that icy upstairs hall, and that ends the deal.
You sound as if you had a little cold.
Oh, I'm feeling splendid, really.
I hear Pinky's in Seattle. I
got a wire from him about an hour ago. Mm. Here it is. Dear Mom, we'll be home later in the week and tell you details, but close big deal and plan to make Uncle Jack my business manager. Man from Handloom will come and see you about carpeting. A man did come, but I'm not going to let Pinky pay for it. And want you to accept wall-to-wall carpeting as a gift from me. I am up here picking up a custom-built car. We'll drive it home.
All this in one telegram?
I'm not half through.
Money's no object.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's learned his lesson, Hank. He says, well, here, take it home and show it to your grandfather. He signed it, a right happy fella, Pinky.
Must be 150 words.
175, I counted them.
Yeah. Well, I'd better run along.
Oh, Hank, you just got here.
Well, Dan will be coming soon, won't he?
He has a meeting with some financial people. He's planning a merger, Hank.
Who with?
Oh, some other sort of sporting goods stores. Oh, Quade Duckworth Outdoor Stores, Inc.
Well, why would he want to do that? Your business is good, isn't it?
Oh, yes, wonderful. But this is a quick way to extend the chain from coast to coast. But let's not talk about it. You came over to ask me something, didn't you? What was it?
Well, I've changed my mind.
Now, Hank, you can't fool me. What were you going to say? Come on.
Well, I had a long talk with Grandfather. It bothers him that your old apartment is empty.
Bothers me, too.
Yeah. Well, actually, you had as much room over there as you've got here if you have to stay in the den to keep warm.
What were you going to say?
Well, Grandfather wanted me to... Well, you see, Greta is planning to announce our engagement next month, March 24th, but neither of us knows why we should keep on waiting even that long.
Is her grandmother reconciled?
Oh, sure. Well, Grandfather says, why not marry Greta right now and use the apartment? At least till we get a place of our own.
Why, Hank, that's a wonderful idea.
Joan says Pinky's going away.
Where?
Traveling, I guess, with Cousin Consider. But what I'm getting at, I've got to at least bring it up with Greta. But I certainly wouldn't want to if, well, not that you'll ever move back, but you might like to think of that place as still yours and still available.
No, oh, no, of course not. Well, I've got to be practical. Dan's always yearned for a huge house like this, and now we've got it, and I suppose we'll always live here.
Yeah, well, I sure hope you can heat it a little better.
Oh, these are problems you have, and you... first move into a big place, but we'll solve them. Dan's quite a man for solving problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd love to think of you and Greta using our apartment. I really would, Hank. It would make me very... happy.
Now, all I'm going to do is just suggest it. I owe it to Grandfather to bring it up.
Where do you think Pinky might go?
Well, I think Joan said Fiji.
Fiji Island?
I think that was it. CZ told Joan the Hawaiian Islands are getting too crowded. Well, I'd better go. You better not come out here in the draft.
Oh, I'm used to it. You have a date with Greta?
For dinner. We're going to Shanghai Lil's.
Give Greta my love. And when you suggest my apartment, tell her how happy I'd be to have you two living there.
Okay, Mom. Gosh, I wonder if this place was as cold when the McGregors lived here.
It must have been. So many of them passed away so young.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeleine Carroll. You know, water's awfully hard on the hands, especially in cold weather. It makes them so red and rough. But even though you can't keep your hands out of water, you can protect them. Just use Today's Touché, now with silicone. Today's Touché protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red skin. Do try Today's Touché.
Hey, friends, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom! Buy new all sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but one way.
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what'll I do with my big bass drum?
Hank goes in the family home the front way and finds his grandfather snugged in beside the hearth in the handsome library.
Yes, my boy. What did your mother say?
Well, it's okay with her grandfather, but don't count on anything. Is Uncle Paul here?
I think so. Up in the studio.
Well, I'll go on up. Oh, here's a long telegram from Pinky.
Oh, looks like a news dispatch.
Yes, mostly about a custom-built car he heard of up in Seattle. He's going to get it.
There is a mixture as before.
Excuse me, I'll go on up. See Uncle Paul.
Yes, I'll read this to your grandmother. Oh,
Uncle Paul? You in here? Uncle Paul?
Coming.
Oh, you're dressing.
Oh, that's all right. Come on in while I finish. I suppose you heard your twin brothers back in the money.
That's the kind of news that spreads fast. Say, Uncle Paul, do you know anything about a businessman named Quade Duckworth of Duckworth Outdoor Stores?
No.
Seems to me somewhere I heard of a Duckworth who puts over mergers. I don't remember exactly what I heard, but I got kind of an uneasy feeling.
Now, check on it. You aren't planning a merger.
No, I'm not. Dan is.
For sure?
According to Mom.
Uh-oh. Why?
A quicker way to build a chain from coast to coast.
I see.
Yeah. You know, it breaks my heart to see Mom huddled in that den trying to keep warm next to a little coal fire.
Coal?
In the grate. It lasts longer, she says. Dan's away all day in those nice warm stores, and there she sits in the mausoleum freezing. How did we let it happen?
We tried, son.
Yes, we did.
Dan wants to prove something. Your mother thinks it's important to let him prove it. I went round and round with both of them.
You can't even get a housekeeper.
Well, we locate a housekeeper. But first, let's find out about Duckworth. Here, let me call a pal of mine.
Why, I hope this isn't going to hold you up.
No, no, plenty of time. It's an air freight company dinner at the St. Francis. Your cousin, Penelope, is going with me.
Oh, yeah?
As a matter of fact, she... hello, city desk, please. She invited herself because... hello? Abe? Paul Barber. Do you know anything about a sporting goods chain owned by somebody named Quade Duckworth? Good. No, I won't be back till late tonight. Good, you've got my number. Thanks a lot. Hey, you'll have his financial editor check into it.
Good. Here, your tie needs a little something.
Your mother used to do this for me when she lived here. Very deft dame with a tie.
There, that'll hold. Thanks a lot, Uncle Paul.
I'll check into all of it, Hank.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but I sure wish you would. The whole setup begins to look like a first-class tragedy, just waiting for the grand finale.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
You're so good.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you'll get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
It's 10 o'clock now. Father Barber is alone in the library when he hears a key in the front door.
Hey, Paul, that you? Paul? Penelope?
Father, it's I.
Hazel, for goodness sake, come in. Where's Daniel?
Dan isn't home yet. I thought I'd come over and get warm a minute. I had a fire in the den, but I fell asleep and it went out.
Sit here.
Hank, get home?
Not yet. Danny was better. Paul and Penelope are still out, too. The financial editor of the Chronicle called up with a long message for Paul about some crook. It slipped my mind. I told him to call Paul's private line, which I suppose he did. Oh, look here, you're shivering.
I am rather cold.
Let's go and make some hot chocolate. Hot chocolate, hot applesauce, and homemade bliss. Eh? That'll cure us here. Yes, yes.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 32, Book 129, Dan declines advice. Frank Parton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.